Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a bonus episode of Raptors Over Everything, a podcast for Yahoo Sports Canada. I'm your host, William Liu. I gotta say, I'm not really sure what this podcast really is. I guess if I had to describe it as something, it would be a reaction podcast, a day two of free agency where everybody is spoken for except for Kawhi Leonard, just like yesterday. And, you know, if you're anything like me, if you're a fiend, you have been staring your phone all day, refreshing Twitter to see if there are any new updates, and really there aren't any actual credible updates. There's a lot of people who are on the outside, and we're talking about periphery characters who have described this and that about the Raptors and the organization and the Lakers and what Kawhi's thinking, what the Clippers are doing. Like, realistically, save for a very small handful of sources, nobody knows. And especially in the case of Kawhi Leonard, really nobody knows, because like, this is the most secretive player in the league. He keeps it to himself, and most of the reporting about Kawhi has been very inaccurate. But in any case, people have been sort of going up and down, and me and Alex are doing a whole show called Kawhi Watch about this, so I'm not exactly about to judge that element. But I think really why I wanted to do this podcast was because I've been asked this, you know, question from multiple people throughout the day of just sort of, you know, if Kawhi had left, does this change how the championship is for you? And I think that's the one question that has sort of perplexed me the most, because I thought, honestly, there would be an end. There would be an end to this sort of self-doubt that has plagued the Raptors fans for so long. And, you know, I mean, maybe I was naive to think that one title was going to erase all that, that people were going to have self-esteem after this. But it just, it seems to be something where people are just very comfortable in it. And again, I'm not there to judge anybody for how they feel, but what I have to say for myself personally, and I think what I would like to see in terms of just the fan base, is like we got to get over this, man. We have to get over this. Like, this title, we waited 24 years for this title. We have watched some garbage teams. The Raptors have gone on an entire 82-game season and won 16 games, 20 games, 21 games, 23 games. Like, my first ever Raptor game I went to, and it was a very long time, you know, since becoming an actual fan before I actually got into the arena. But, like, I went to go see, like, you know, Steve Nash have a triple-double in, like, 20 minutes, and the Raptors got destroyed. And then I went to see, like, Tyreek Evans have a triple-double, and the Raptors got destroyed. Like, Raptors fans, we've waited a long time for this, 24 years. And I think this idea that you're going to let anybody take this feeling away from you, I think that, I don't comprehend that. I don't understand that. Yes, people are going to make jokes. Of course, there's a whole economy out there of people on Twitter making bad jokes. I'm one of them. And, you know, people are just going to live to sort of make content off the demise of others. And it is what it is. It's unfortunate, but that's part of the consumption of sports and all sorts of, in every sport, not just Toronto, not just basketball, but, you know, everywhere. And that just is what it is. But you gotta know what's real. You gotta know what's real. And I think after 24 seasons and you get one championship, and how difficult that championship was to attain, how unlikely that championship was to attain, nobody can take that from you. Nobody. And you know, and that includes Kawhi. Like, listen, Kawhi, if he wants to go home and he wants to play in Los Angeles, or if he's attracted to this lie that LeBron's telling everybody about, oh, I'm just going to step to the side and, you know, oh, well, I'm just going to sit over here and you guys are going to really handle the business and you guys can get all the credit. Like, if he buys in all that, that's his prerogative. First off, he's worked his whole career to get to this point, to get his first real crack at free agency. This is his first test of free agency. He had a very long playoff run. I mean, it's been a day. Like, if he wants to take some time to think about it, and if he ultimately thinks, I got to be in Los Angeles and I got to play for the Lakers, or maybe I even got to play for the Clippers, that's his decision. He's earned it. You know what? You shake his hand, you tell him thank you for all the memories, and you let him on his way. But that doesn't take anything away from the Raptors championship. And really, like, there are going to be people that want to take things away from it. People are going to make jokes about it. People are going to say the Raptors are never going to win a championship again. People are going to say, oh, Kawhi won that championship. The Raptors didn't win that championship. People are going to make memes, I'm sure, photoshops of when Kyle Lowry's raising the banner at the start of next season. And people are going to photoshop, like, Kawhi on there or LeBron on there or whatever. People are going to make LeBronto jokes. I mean, like, I don't care. And neither should you, really. Because, again, this title, what it means to the city of Toronto, what it means to you as a Raptors fan, that's for you to decide. And really, after watching all this bad basketball and sort of going, seeing the Raptors go through all these struggles, how could you let anybody take that away from you? You know what I mean? Like, how? Even a guy like Kawhi, if he wants to leave, that's his prerogative. That's fine. But it doesn't say anything about the championship. It doesn't erase everything that went on. And, like, let's be real. People are going to say, look, Kawhi was the reason they won the championship. That is true. Kawhi was the best player on the Raptors. He got Finals MVP. He had an amazing final title run. He had, like, the third most points ever by any player in a single playoff run. That's amazing stuff. But at the same time, that doesn't take away from Kyle Lowry being a champion. You know, if Kyle Lowry wasn't there, like, no, the Raptors don't win a championship either. Look at the way Game 6 happened. He comes out, scores 11 straight points. Like, look at the way Kyle Lowry stepped up in Game 4 against the Bucks. You know what I mean? Like, just so many instances throughout the entire playoff run. The way even he, after he had the 0 points in Game 1, the way he responded, bounced back, and really guided this team with his leadership and with his poise and his calm and his playmaking and his defense. Like, I mean, Kyle Lowry is a champion for a reason. Pascal Siakam in his first playoff run, really as a true featured, you know, rotation player, has multiple games where he goes for 30. He has games where he's, I mean, Game 6, with the game on the line, with the series, the season, the title on the line, 1 point game on the road, 32 seconds left. They come out of the timeout. Who do they go to? Not Kawhi Leonard, not anybody else. Pascal Siakam in a pick and roll. He scores over Draymond Green. Pascal's a champion. Kawhi leaves. That doesn't take anything away from that. People make jokes. Pascal's still a champion. He's still a champion. Marc Gasol's still a champion. Like, yo, he really turned Nick Vucevic into, like, Jared, you know, Sullinger after that, you know, leg injury. And he turned Joel Embiid into someone who was constantly sick. And, you know, I mean, like, bro, look, the way the number of times he slapped the ball out of Giannis's hands and the way he played in against, you know, the Warriors at times, like, man, that man's a champion. That man went 13 seasons, sacrificed everything, waived this, you know, trade kicker this year when he, you know, agreed to sign with the Raptors, or when he agreed to trade to the Raptors. And this man's a champion. Serge Ibaka's a champion. You know what I mean? The way he sacrificed throughout the entire season, coming in, accepting, you know, this timeshare situation, this platoon situation, changing his position. And then when Jonas goes down, night after night, having to battle these bigger dudes, getting destroyed by guys like Jokic and Nurkic and whoever else, man. And then for Marc Gasol to come in, and then for him to walk to the bench, and then for him to start the playoffs slowly, for him to come back and have the series that he did against, you know, the Sixers, playing in a too big lineup, for him to pull up on Ben Simmons, 5 3-pointers in Game 7, the way he played throughout the playoffs in the finals, I mean, the 6 blocks that he had in Game 3 at the Oracle, and the, I mean, just all the times that Serge Ibaka scored double digits and the Raptors won, like, Serge Ibaka is a champion. Fred VanVleet is a champion for all the shit that he took. For, I mean, realistically, he was playing like garbage, but the way he bounced back, I've never seen a bounce back like that. You go from what he did in the Sixers series to what he did in the Bucks, and then the Warriors series. I mean, down the stretch in Game 6, when the Raptors couldn't get offense from, you know, Kyle had cooled off, and, you know, Kawhi never really had it going the whole night. I mean, who closed that game out? It was Fred. The number of threes he hit in the fourth quarter just to keep the Raptors in front. Like, Fred is a champion. The guy went through so much bullshit. And you just look at this team. Listen, the Raptors are champions. I don't care who wants to take away from this stuff. I don't care how much negativity people want to put on this. It just seems ignorant. Like, I don't want to talk about, like, you know, Lou Williams saying, oh my God, I had to open a bank account. Like, bro, that doesn't reflect badly on Toronto. That reflects badly on you. A grown adult can't open a bank account when you're a millionaire? Just imagine the optics of that. How are you going to complain about that? Oh man, I got to stand in customs. Yo, people got harder lives than having to stand in customs, all right? They really got harder lives. People talking about Antonio Davis, talking about the metric system. You know what I mean? Really? Where the whole world is using the metric system except for, like, the states and a couple of select islands, and you really want to complain about your kids having to learn what a centimeter is? Word? Like, really? More knowledge is bad for you? More? It's just, It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like Chris Bosh talking about how, oh, I can't watch myself on ESPN. I'm sorry. Like your little corny like car salesman video, like, yo, that's, bro, that doesn't matter. Like that shouldn't matter. You know what I mean? Like this is where I credit Kawhi more than anything else. And I'm not saying everyone has to be like Kawhi. People can be free to play, you know, be whatever they want. But at least Kawhi came here and like many other Raptors on this team, showed us what it means to be a winner. Showed what it means as a star player to focus on winning, to lead by example, the focus that he showed. I mean, if it's a one-year marriage, whatever, but he gave everything to the situation. He completely delivered above and beyond what he needed to do. And that's a player more than anything else where I look at him and I have to say, I don't question his commitment to winning. I look at Kyle Lowry. I don't question his commitment to winning. I look at Fred. I don't question it. When I look at all these guys down the line for the Raptors, these guys, I don't question what they mean to be winners. And I think that, more than anything else, is the change that Masai has brought to this franchise. I mean, how many times have players come to Toronto and you know they're not winning players? They're not winning players. You know what I mean? Their priorities are elsewhere. They want to do this. They want to score. They don't want to play defense. They want to get their brand up. They want to get traded. They want to get a new deal. You know, Mike James scoring like 25 points a game in April. Like, yo, like these guys are not winners. Their priorities are not winning. They didn't want to win in Toronto. And like when I hear about this other stuff, like I'm just thinking, like the Raptors have gone through way too much shit for anybody to take away this moment. And you know, if Kawhi wants to leave, you just got to respect the decision. It is what it is. Yes, we're gonna obsessively focus on it because we want to know what the future of the Raptors looks like. If he stays, the Raptors have a great chance to defend their title. And if he leaves, then obviously that really goes out the window. And so people are going to be concerned about that. But like, man, the title is the title. You're going to remember this thing forever. Like you're going to have this moment forever. You know what I mean? Like people talk about, oh man, you know, I don't know if you know, players want to come to Toronto. If we have Kawhi dying and you have a championship and you have an organization, you have low management and still a player wants to leave. Like, what does that say about the city of Toronto? Like, no, you're looking at it wrong. Kawhi's his own man. He's going to decide whatever he wants to do. That's fine. If it wasn't enough for Kawhi, it wasn't enough for Kawhi. And maybe it was enough for Kawhi, but he had to go home. Whatever. That's fine. That's a one-case scenario. You know what actually reflects well in the city of Toronto and the Raptors as a fan base? 3 million people in the streets. The city coming to a stop. People are stopping on their construction jobs and people are climbing the gardener and people are just like risking death basically to like climb atop like street signs and they're packed everywhere. People in offices posting sticky notes. You know what I mean? Like, that's what reflects well on the city of Toronto. That's what reflects well on, you know, the country of Canada. That's what reflects well on the Raptors fan base is like that. That is what you can have here. And if you are a special player of Kawhi's stature, and if you come to Toronto, that's the kind of love that we will show you here. That's what you can have. And so I don't look at it as, oh man, a free agent turned down all of that. The city is completely doomed. Like, no. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as this is an opportunity that's here. If it's not good enough for Kawhi, that's fine. But it will be good enough for somebody. I promise you. I promise you. You don't think players across the NBA looked at the situation and said, damn, I wish I was in Kawhi's shoes right now. You know what I mean? You don't think Giannis looked at Toronto and said, damn, I wish I was in Kawhi's shoes right now? So, like, yeah. Whatever. Kawhi might leave, he might go, whatever, but just this moment is yours and don't let anybody take it away from you. I guess this is a weird podcast to record. You know, it's Canada Day and really I should be outside looking at the fireworks and, you know, enjoying how beautiful night this is in summertime in Toronto. Nighttime is the most blessed time. But it's just the texts and the messages that I've gotten, like, it's just, I don't know, man. Hold your head up, Toronto. Hold your head up, you know? We're champions. We're champions, you know what I mean? You know, other teams are trying to do this and that, and free agency is about building this player and that player, and that feels like a win. You know what really is a win? When you lift the Larry O'Brien trophy, when you lift Larry O'B, when, you know, Kyle Lowry can finally lift Larry O'B after all these years, when Masai Ujiri can take Larry O'B off the podium and take it back to Africa with him. You know what I mean? Like that's real winning. This free agency shit of like, oh man, look at this team. They just got JJ Redick for like 2 years, $26 million. What a steal. What a win. That's not winning. That's just, okay, cool. Like, they made a move. But the ultimate goal is that gold ball. And I think we should, after 24 years, after all these other things, we should really know that. We should really know that. And that's how we should know that this moment is precious. No one can take this moment away from us. There's going to be a gold tab on the Raptors jersey and on every single Raptors jersey from here until the rest of the time. Every single one that's going to be pressed and printed is going to have the gold tab on it. And if you don't have it, you probably bought it from AliExpress and that thing is fake. You probably, it probably wasn't actually a $30 jersey. You probably just got duped. But, you know, whatever, you know, live your life. But again, we're champions. We're champions. If Kawhi leaves, we're champions. If Kawhi stays, we're probably going to be two-time champions. So just hold your heads up. Hold your heads up. Happy Canada Day. I don't know why I record this podcast other than to just get this thing off my chest. But, you know, when we hear more about Kawhi, there will be more podcast content. So look out for that. And, of course, more Kawhi Watch. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, happy Canada Day to everyone out there. And we're champions. We're champions.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.